Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, that's the win place show of yesterday's voting in Mississippi and Alabama. And the margin of victory between the candidates isn't that big, which could mean a very interesting and perhaps a very long nominating process.
And here with some insight, John Harwood, chief Washington correspondent for CNBC. John, no one's blinking here. Every candidate thinks that he can be the one. So how likely is it that all three will go to the convention in Tampa?
Well, I think all three will be at the convention. The question is, will one of them be the prospective nominee and the others simply making appearances and getting attention? I still think, given what's happened in recent history, that we're likely to know the identity of the nominee well before the convention. However, Mitt Romney had the least good result he could have hoped for last night, because not only did Rick Santorum win two races, Newt Gingrich lost them, and that means that Gingrich is a diminishing force in this race and will have less capacity to split the conservative vote against Mitt Romney.
So you still think, John, that there will be a likely nominee, that we'll know who the nominee is before Tampa?
I do, and I think it's likely to be Mitt Romney. He's in a strong position. He's got a delegate lead. He does not have much political momentum, and he's not likely to get any the rest of this month, but then the geography turns more favorable to him. I think the question in this race has always been whether Romney wins it fast and painlessly or slow and painfully. And last night's results in Alabama and Mississippi make it more likely it's going to be painful.
And do we have any idea between Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum as to how that battle is going to play out and how much more painful it's going to be for Mitt?
Gingrich vows he's going to keep going, and of course, as long as he can buy a plane ticket and make public appearances, he can do that. But this decision is not only up to Newt Gingrich, it's also up to his donors and to voters. And if you start losing, they start losing interest in you. I talked to one of the friends of a major super PAC donor of Newt Gingrich who said, I think he's written his last check. We'll see whether the results in Alabama and Mississippi solidify that intention and make it more difficult for Newt Gingrich to raise money.
You know, people often talk about the fact that these long, drawn-out processes are very bad for the ultimate nominee because they're so bruised going into a bigger battle. But it didn't seem to hurt Barack Obama too much after he duked it out with Hillary Clinton.
That's true. The difference is that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were robust and popular within their parties. Mitt Romney is a frontrunner who appears still to be on track to win the nomination, who has a problem winning the heart of the modern Republican Party. Of course, the Deep South is the heart of modern conservatism and the modern GOP, and Mitt Romney has not fared very well there. Fortunately for him, those aren't the only states that vote in the nominating process.
John Harwood, chief Washington correspondent for CNBC.